Principal Roger Arbabi moved to Park City with his family in July. His contract began on August 1st, and he says he's been impressed by what he's seen so far from Park City High School.
I'm coming into a school that is highly, highly functional. Just sitting down and looking at some of the preliminary data that's coming to through, our AP scores are up 12, 13% even over the last year, and they were phenomenal then. I don't really feel the need to come in and reinvent the wheel. We've got some amazing staff that are working there. We really want to just make sure that we have a lot of follow-up, make sure that our school campus is safe, that our students are learning, make sure that we're focusing on good instructional strategies, and we're going to move from there.
Our Bobby says that he expects his role to be a dynamic position.
Principal's job is a dynamic job. I mean, you're first and foremost, you're a instructional leader. So you set the tone for the entire school, and you want to make sure that your students are safe, that they're learning, and you want to make sure that all the special interest groups are also being heard so that everybody has an opportunity to learn.
He says he hopes to spend much of his time working in the classroom.
Ideally in the classrooms. That's going to be a high priority for my administrative staff. I've got an incredible staff. We're going to be spending a lot of time in the classrooms. We're going to be just observing what's happening, just to have a snapshot of what's happening at the school, so then we can actually then fortify our plan moving forward.
Our Bobby says that he hopes to make the schools student-centered.
We want to be a student-centered school. So we want to make sure that the students are learning, that they take ownership of the learning. And those things happen when you're able to monitor and be in the classrooms and give feedback to teachers.
Our Bobby also says he recognizes the challenge of growth within the district.
This is an issue that I talked with Andrew Kaplan about when I was first hired. We're busting at the seams. We've got teachers that are floating. We're looking at where we're going to be putting all of our staff members. We're going to be looking at long-range plans to see what we can do to accommodate everybody.
He says he prefers ninth graders to be in the high school.
For various reasons, but we're losing instructional time every time a ninth grader comes back and forth on our campus. And I think that I've had an opportunity to speak with various administrators, and that realignment process, really, we hope that it is able to happen soon.
Our Bobby comes from an American school in Colombia. He says that school taught him the importance of being a global citizen.
But one of the things that I really learned is that we need to make sure that our students are global citizens, making sure that they are able to understand differences in social cultures. And I think that by having worked overseas, by having had that experience to work with professionals from all over the world, it really made me realize that this is a small planet, and we need to make sure that our students are ready to move forward and get to know the rest of the world.
Our Bobby is a global citizen himself. He volunteered with the Peace Corps in Ecuador in the early 90s, where he learned Spanish. He was also able to keep his Spanish up while living in Texas and Colombia.
I think more importantly than just the language, I think that I really enjoy the Latino culture, and so being able to communicate with the parents and making them feel welcome to come to campus is going to be key. You know, it's something that I've done for a long time. I've worked with the Latino culture, and so I think it's going to be a big plus for us.
That's Roger Arbabi, principal at Park City High School. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.